Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association has planned a special meeting in January.
January 24th, we're going to have a winter policy meeting.
It'll be held at the Embassy Suites at 741 North Phillips Avenue in Oklahoma City near the OU Medical Center. OCA's Michael Kelsey tells us,
we're really excited about it. We encourage OCA members to participate. It's a one-day deal. It'll be real intense that we're going to come up, roll our sleeves, work hard for the day, and then go home and finish chores that evening.
And more details available at okcattleman.org.
It's the 39th annual Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association All Breed Bull Sale, Saturday, February 4th at 12:15 at the Cheyenne Ag Pavilion, featuring 60-plus breeding-age bulls, registered and commercial Angus, Shorthorn Plus, Composite, Semi-Angus, Hereford, and others. For more information or a catalog, call Linda Lucas at 580-497-7366 or send an email to rmccattleman@yahoo.com. That's rmccattleman@yahoo.com.
Cattle futures today ended the day higher on the feeder cattle after trading lower all day. They grinded back on the latter half in the last 30 minutes or so. In March, closed up $1.37 at $131.52. They went as high as $131.75, which is a new high, going all the way back to the middle part of August. In the month of August, the March feeders went as high as $137. So on these new highs, there could be some additional buy stops hit, and then some more momentum gained by the hedge trend following funds. As they could also buy and add to their length here on the feeder cattle and live cattle. Live cattle today, though, were slightly lower, anywhere from 40 to 92 lower, with February closing at about 120.15. The cash market this week was 122 and 123, which was thought to be positive to the market, but the futures really didn't react that way, with the February there at 120. And box beef, choice was down $1.36 at $190.24, select up 49 cents at $187.98. The choice select spread continues to tighten. At midday today, it was $2.26, which is the tightest the choice select spread has been in recent memory. In the midday, there were 52 loads that changed hands.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Corn futures today were 3 to 3.5 cents higher. Wheat was 1.5 to 4 cents higher, and the soybeans were 2.5 to 3 cents lower. So we kind of have an opposite day of what the trend has been over the last 6 months or so, with the beans lower and wheat and corn higher. This morning's export report showed 303,000 metric tons of wheat sold. That was in the middle of the range, so nothing too exciting there. Corn was 1.379. Which was also in the middle of the range. And then beans were 1.046, where we were expecting anywhere from 400 to 700. So beans were considered a little bit positive. The market shrugged that news off, though, with the beans being lower. And we had an announcement of 126,000 metric tons of corn sold to an unknown destination this morning. So that was a little bit positive. And then the market's also looking at the outside factors today with the inauguration. The markets have been relatively quiet. Sometimes people will expect some fireworks with some sort of political event, such as an inauguration, but nothing really happened today. And then in South America, the weather continues to be a focal point as the Argentina crops are being rained on significantly, and there's some flooding problems. But other parts down there are actually doing better. So that will continue to be a concern as we watch the South American weather forecast. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.